Good morning, church. I can't hear you guys. Good morning. What an honor and a privilege it is to be in the house of the Lord once again. Hallelujah. So good morning and welcome to Taylor Tabernacle Live. Welcome to the Taylor family and all our friends joining through Facebook and YouTube Live. We are streaming from Philadelphia, PA, where Elder Jonathan E. Ford is the pastor. Hallelujah. Can we celebrate our pastor today? It is his anniversary. Hallelujah. So what we have now, we're going to have a prayer. So if everyone can stand. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for another Sunday. We thank you for this new season of fall. We thank you for everything that you do for us in our life. We thank you for being who you are. Lord, we thank you for being an accessible God, Lord Jesus. We thank you that we don't have to stand in line to get in contact with you, Lord. We don't have to wait on customer service to talk to you, Lord, that at any time, place, and situation, we can call on your great name and you are there to answer us, Lord. And we thank you for that privilege, Lord. We thank you for the privilege to call you Father. We thank you for the privilege to call you our friend. Lord, we thank you for our pastor today. We thank you for his 12th anniversary. Lord, we thank you for blessing us with a pastor who is also accessible, Lord Jesus. We thank you that he allows us to come to him at any time, Lord Jesus. We thank you for that. We do not take for granted our leader and how he brings to us a word every Sunday. I ask that you continue to bless his family, continue to bless his household, Lord Jesus. I ask that you open up our heart and our ears for the word today, Lord Jesus. Allow your word to touch our heart. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. While we're still standing, I'm going to go ahead and read our prayer. I'm sorry, read our scripture. So today's scripture will be coming from Psalms 86, 11 and 12. Say amen if you have it. Amen. Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may live according to your truth. Grant me purity of heart so that I may honor you. With all my heart, I will praise you. O Lord, my God, I will give glory to your name forever. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. All right. So moving on with the program. Next, we have what we call Why I Love My Pastor. So I'm going to have a beautiful young lady come up and to give us that, and as you may guess, I am that beautiful young lady. So, thank you. So, this part is why I love my pastor. I know last week my sister mentioned that her and the pastor went way back. Well, me and the pastor also go way back, and we either go farther back, because I'm older than Courtney. Okay. So I have a picture up there. That's how far we go back. That's how far we go back. So I did something a little different. I wrote how I thought this conversation had went with me and my pastor at that time. Okay. So Pastor started. Pastor starts off the conversation, and this is my best impersonation. Hey, Neat, you know I'm going to be your pastor in the future. And I say, really? So I will have to call you Pastor instead of Cousin John? Well, okay, Pastor. What else do you know about the future? Well, Neat, here's a few things I know about the future. What I do know is when you get older, you will go to college. But you won't have a traditional college experience. You will face some obstacles that will discourage you. You will think about quitting. But as your pastor, I will encourage you, provide you with resources, and you will eventually get there. And when you finally graduate, I will be there at your graduation, supporting you and cheering you on. Another thing I know is during my regular check-ins, you will share with me that you are ready to live on your own. You will tell me you have been saving to get an apartment, and I'm going to say, no need. You can't rent. You got to buy a home. I will lecture you on the importance of home ownership, and you will listen and buy a house, and that will be one of the best decisions you will make. But what I won't tell you in that conversation is the responsibilities that come with home ownership, like broken pipes and flooded basements that will cost you a lot of money. But that will be on your, that will be up to you to put your trust in God, and that will get you through it. And at some point, I'll be your counselor, and you will have to make a difficult decision that will affect your life forever. That decision will have you feeling ashamed, embarrassed, and when you are at your lowest, I will say to you, Neat, as your pastor, I am proud of you. And just a few words will give you reassurance that you need. How does that sound, Neat? That sounds like a great pastor to me. But to be honest, Pastor, adulthood doesn't sound that fun. Well, don't worry, Neat. I have a few powerful sermons that will help you get through some rough times. And lastly, before you leave, I want you to know that every time I preach, I'm going to ask for my real church. But just know, I'm not talking about you, Neat. I know you are my real church. All right? So happy anniversary to our pastor. And one of the reasons why I love my pastor so much is because he has contributed to big moments in my life. Amen. All righty. So now is an important part of the service. We're going to have our word. And before I bring our speaker up here, I do have a bio that I'm going to read. And I don't know if you guys were at the youth conference, but I'm sorry, moved a little ahead of myself. So now we're going to have, a selection, all right?
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Let everything that have breath, praise God. Hallelujah. My name is Fred Brown. I'm honored to be here celebrating your pastor and the members of this church at the Vineyard. I'm so happy to have been extended the invitation to be here. So I am familiar with Taylor's Tabernacle some years back. A friend of mine was a member here. His name was Curtis Jones. And so I'm so happy to be back in this house. Amen. I'm just here to give God some glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bread of heaven, bread of life. Bread of life, sent down from glory. Many things that you were on earth, O Holy King, a carpenter. You are the living word, bread of life, sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a carpenter. the living word. You are the living word. Awesome ruler, Gentile redeemer. God is with us, the living truth. And what a friend we have in you. You are the living word. Jesus, Jesus, that's what we called you. Born and made it. Hallelujah. You are the King of Kings. You are the living word. Jesus, Jesus, that's what we called you. Born in the manger. God is with us, the living truth. What a friend we have in you. Oh, oh, Jesus.
Can I get everybody just to wave your hands? Give God some glory. Give God glory. He's the bread of life, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Many things he was on this earth. A carpenter's son. He was a healer. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Sweet Jesus. The lily of the valley. The brightest morning star. That's who you are. The King of Kings. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Do you love Jesus? I know we're live streaming, but we just want to know, do you love Jesus? Just give him all the glory. Lift up his name, because we're at no other name we're meant to be saved but the name of Jesus. He is the bread of life, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and I'm so grateful for the man of God. Once again, we love you. So glad to be here. So give Jesus a hand clap all over this room, all over the internet. Jesus, Jesus, that's what we called you. Born in a manger, a carpenter's son, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You are, you right everything, Jesus. Oh, of life, bread of heaven, send down your dew on us. We love you, Jesus. To God be the glory.
Thank you for that selection. So I got really excited and I jumped toward the word, but now it's time for the word. Amen. So we have our Reverend Carolyn Cabanis here, who is the pastor of Bethel AMT Church in Almore. Amen. So I have her bio and I am going to read her bio. Okay? Reverend Carolyn C. Cabanis is the daughter of the late Reverend Harold Cabanis and Miss Karen Cabanis. A fourth generation preacher, Reverend Cabanis' great granddaughter, the Reverend Dr. Joseph Slade, senior pastor, numerous churches in the Philadelphia annual conferences in the historic St. James AME in Newark, New Jersey. Her great uncle, Reverend Walter Slade, founded Union Chapel AME Church in Newark, New Jersey, where Reverend Cabanis served in the ministerial staff. Reverend Carolyn embarked on her ministerial journey at Israel Memorial AME Church in Newark, New Jersey, where she answered her call to preach at the age of 14. Wow. Render and receive her license to preach at the age of 15. Reverend Cabanis is a graduate of Barnard College of Columbia University in New York City, with a major in urban studies, with a concentration in economics.
Wow.
And during her time at Bernard, she served as the president of the Student Government Association, vice president of the student government, president of the Columbia University Gospel Choir, president of the Black Church at Columbia, and was involved in many other activities abroad. Also, she was programming coordinator for 2003 New Student Orientation Program at Columbia University. For her contributions to the Bernard community, Carolyn received the Frank Gilbert Bryson Prize, the highest leadership award of the college. She was also the recipient of the Bernard Bear Pen for her dedication and commitment to campus life. Reverend Cavaniss graduated in May 2011 from Union Theological Seminary in New York City with a Master's of Divinity degree. In her second year, she was awarded the Hudnut Preaching Award. The award is conferred annually by the faculty at the end of the middle year to a student who, in their judgment, has made the best preparation for preaching ministry. Prior to enrolling in seminary, Reverend Cavaniss was Deputy Finance Director of Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton's historic campaign for president. She was employed by Bernard College as officer to the Bernard College Annual Fund. She was also Finance Director of New York State Senator Andrea Student Cousins. Carolyn was also director of the development for George Jackson Academy in New York City. Reverend Cavaniss has been featured in the Crane's Business Magazine as well as the New York Post Page 6 magazine. Reverend Cavaniss is fluent in Spanish after spending her junior year in high school abroad in Spain. Reverend Cavaniss served for 8 years at the New Jersey Conference, YPD president of the AME Church. She was also 2001 AME Youth of the Year for the New Jersey Annual Conference. At the age of 16, Reverend Carolyn was admitted on trial in the AME Church, where she was ordained as the deacon of the AME Church on April 17, 2010, and on April 14, 2012, as the interim elder in the AMC Church. On August 15, 2012, Reverend Cavaniss was appointed by the Right Reverend Gregory G. N. Ingram, pastor of the First AME Church, Sharon Hill, in Pennsylvania. On May 18, 2014, Reverend Cavaniss was appointed by the Right Reverend Gregory G. M. Ingram, pastor of Bethel AME Church in Ardmore, Pennsylvania. She was the first female in the church, in 125-year history. That says a lot. Blessed to serve this historic congregation, Reverend Carolyn, innovative style and initiative as her assistant and her leading in the congregation to embark on various capital improvements, including upgrade and the overhaul of the HVAC system, roofing, complete renovation of the lower level of the church. In addition, churches indebtedness has been reduced by almost 60%. In spring of 2018, the congregation launched the Bethel Community Garden, which is the first harvest over 1,000 pounds to produce, which impacted local pantries and members and friends. Paramount to the work has been increasing Bethel's outreach, evangelism, and community engagement, inclusive of expanding Bethel's opportunity for worship and Christian education. Strategic partnership has been advanced in the business community and various nonprofit agencies and boards across the main line as well. Joining with sisters and brothers of other faith traditions, she's helped from the Lower Merriam Clergy Interfaith Alliance and also serving as governor of the Lower Merriam North Beth Food Insecurity Working Group, which has been at the edge cutting of bridging resources to children, families in need of future social services access. She has been blessed to give her commitment to interfaith dialogue to travel to Israel in 2017 by Innovation twice to advantage dialogue between the African American and Jewish communities. In 2018, she and the Bethel Armor family were blessed with the honor and privilege to host the 22nd session of the Philadelphia Annual Conference, the first time ever held on the main line and hosted by the main line congregation. Reverend Cavanis considers herself a bridge connecting people and resource all towards creating the beloved community. She is blessed to serve on various boards and initiatives, including Interfaith Philadelphia, Pennsylvania League of Women Voters, Community Breakfast for Mainline, NAWCP, Executive Committee, Vice President, Program Chair, Ardmore Rotary, Community Volunteer Health Spark Foundation, Common Space, Ardmore Initiative, Lower Marion Police and Minority Relations Board, AME Preachers Meeting, AME Ministerial Alliance of Philadelphia, Harrisburg and Vicinity, Mainline, BEC, Interdenominational, Ministerial Alliance, Ardmore Library, and many others. Wow, that was a lot, right? She desired to use all of her God-given talents and gifts to reach and help all that she can. She lives by the statement, only what you do for Christ shall last. Amen. And I don't know if you guys were at the youth conference, but if she preached as strong as her prayer, we're in for a good word. Amen. Amen. I bring to you our speaker for today, Pastor Carolyn Cavanis. Say amen as she comes.
Thank you. I need thee every hour, most precious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. One more time. I need thee, oh, I need thee. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we acknowledge and bless your wonderful name. Oh, God, we celebrate you, Lord God. Oh, God, we declare your name in this place. Oh, God, we are excited about you, God. Oh, God, we forget about ourselves. Oh, God, all glory and honor belongs to you. Oh, God, we invoke your name, God. Oh, God, you are our joy. Oh, God, you are the keeper of our souls. Oh, God, we love you today. Oh, God, we magnify your name. for your name is above all other names. Oh God, you are omnipresent. You are omniscient. You are the preserver of our souls. Oh God, we rejoice in you. We thank you for saving us, Lord God. Oh God, we put our trust in you. Oh God, we worship you. Oh God, we are zealous about you. Put those hands together, Zion. Put those hands together, Zion. Oh, bless the Lord on my soul and all that is within me. Bless his wonderful name. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord, for I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wickedness. Oh, God, we bless you. Oh, God, we bow before your name, God. Oh, God, we thank you for giving us this day. Oh, God, we thank you for another day's journey. We thank you, Lord God, for gathering us from near and from far. Oh, God, we know that if it had not been for you on our side, oh, God, where would we be? Oh, God, we also come thanking, Lord God, for the pastoral leadership of Pastor Jonathan and First Lady Jemay. We thank you for their children, Lord God. We thank you for what their hands have done and what shall come forth out of them. Oh, God, we thank you for the fruit of this house. We thank you for being so faithful through all the generations. We thank you, Lord God, for making crooked ways straight. We thank you for making valleys. We thank you, God, for giving us mountains where we could climb them. And we thank you, Lord God, that there is nothing too hard for you. Now, God, we come to hear a word from you. And I come now as this a designated maidservant of this your table to sup one more time. May this word fall on fertile ground. And may it catapult us, Lord God, to be who you desire for us to be. May it also, God, call us, Lord God, to fulfill the mission and purpose that you have for your people for such a time as this. And so, God, we pray this prayer in that name that is above all other names. And we put those hands together and we say in Jesus' name. We say in Jesus' name. We say in Jesus' name. Oh, God, I thank you. Lord God, I thank you. If God be for us, church, who can be against us? Turn to somebody and say, if God be for me, who can be against me? So let me do honor the Lord for this day that God has made. We thank God for being so good and kind towards us. God's been kind to us, church. God has been kind to us. And so we do bring you greetings from the Bethel African Methodist Episcopal Church of Ardmore on the main line. And we thank God for this opportunity and this friendship, this kinship that God has afforded between myself and the Ford family. Let's give God praise for your pastor and first lady and first family. And certainly we thank God for his grace, Bishop Ford, and we thank God for you and all those who are in places of leadership here at Taylor Tabernacle. Great things have been spoken of thee, wondrous things have been spoken of thee, and we thank God for what God is doing for such a time as this. Amen. Let's go to work. Let's go to God's word together as we continue to rest on our feet. And then I invite you to please share as we go together in the word that God has. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning at verse number 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning at verse number 7. But we have this treasure in clay jars, so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies. For while we live, we are always being given up to death, for Christ's sake, for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be made visible in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. But we have this treasure in clay jars, so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God, that does not come from us. Speaking a word to this first family, want to lift up for a few minutes, and if you'll shout out, precious cargo. Say it to yourself, precious cargo. And let's put our hands together for the Lord, and you may be seated in his presence, precious cargo. Precious cargo. Dr. Ford, it ain't easy being a leader. It is not easy being at the head of the table. It is not easy that when other folk get to go on vacation, that you must and your family have had to stay back. It is not easy having to, if you will, burn the midnight oil while others can go and get nails and feet done while we, you as leader, are trying to bring and make 2 + 2 = 5. It is not easy, the sacrifice and the burden that you've had to carry, that you have presented yourself and made yourself available for the Lord Jesus Christ. It is not easy that when other folk can turn the other direction, your heart pulls you to have to come with a solution and to help make sense of the peril of these days. It is not easy when people think that being a preacher, being a pastor is easy work. That it's about the Cadillac and the big suits and a fried chicken bucket at the end of the day. It's not easy when people think that it's the sports stars and people with the big rings and the big necklaces that get the esteem, when really the most precious of vocations is for anyone who has made themselves available for God's people and for anybody who comes by. That is why I say and speak that you are precious cargo. You're precious because you have denied. You could be many other places, Dr. Ford. You could be doing. You could be a millionaire. You could be on the top of a magazine cover. But God has called you and you responded. And you did not allow what could have been glittery or the grass being greener on the other side. But rather you heard and you responded. And you said, here am I, Lord. Send me. In a moment where we have all had to come to reality and have had to wake up and realize what really matters. This pandemic has taught us both small and large of what really is our kingdom mandate. That it was never about the title. It was never about the black and white. It was never about the building, but it was rather about God's people and preaching the gospel simple, full, and free. That we've come to terms that we've had to get back to the basics for it, that we've had to go back to having dinner with our children, that we had to go back to being involved with the education of our children, that we had to go back about neighbors and community coming to each other's aid, that we had to come back to recognizing that God has called us to be each other's keeper, that it ain't for some, but rather it's for us all. And so why it presents that in this moment that we each, not only stored, but all of us are precious cargo, because what God has implanted inside of us is so precious that no matter what comes against it, no matter what may desire to cut it off, that because greater is he that lives inside of me than he that is in the world, that's why I'm still standing. For you're still standing because there is something precious that is inside of you. That no matter the peril, no matter the demonic, no matter what people have said, no matter the crooked stray, that it could not deter, it could not detour, that it could not detract what God had for you as you have positioned yourself for God's glory. In the text, Paul, who is, I consider, he is the forefather. He is a upon his writing that gives us the doctrine of the church. Let us not get confused that Paul provides order and a theological disposition for the people in order as to how they are to go about living Christ's message in a world that was anti-Christ. That here Paul presents for this church at Corinth a second letter. He goes and writes them the first time, but must revisit some areas because it is bedlam, it is hell on earth, that they are having trouble and having to come to terms. How do I still live sold out when the world around me is concerned about themselves? How do I not be so concerned about what I want, but rather saying, God, let your will be done? How do I treasure the body that God's given to me when everybody around me is selling it, is putting all kind of crazy stuff inside of it? How do I preach this message when the world is giving out a message that is about capitalism and consumerism and not about benevolence and altruism? And how is it that I can be my brother's keeper? Being Christian, if we are really followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, is countercultural. That is why it is difficult in these days living out the message of Jesus Christ, because the world is built upon corruption and greed and oppression. And I submit that if we want to see a new day, that I ain't waiting on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I'm not waiting on City Hall. I'm not waiting on Harrisburg. But I'm waiting on the followers of the Lord Jesus Christ to stand up and set a new standard. That if a new table is to be built, that it will be upon the people of faith who will walk in the authority of Jesus Christ and will stand up and will love, that will give, and that will show a better way. That is why Paul has to stay in the ear of that church at Corinth, because Corinth was an important place. It was, if you will, it was the epicenter of the first century. He has to remind them of who they are in the gospel of Jesus Christ. He has to give them a pep rally. He has to give them the assurance that everything is going to be all right. He has to give them the assurance and knowing that you ain't crazy. They have to give them the assurance that you are on the right path. Have to give them the assurance that you are able to prevail, that you are able to endure, that you are able to make it for such a time as this. Here Paul equates them as being pots, them being clay jars, them being, if you will, something that the master has made, considering that each of us forward, that each of us are clay jars, that we are pots, we are nothing but pottery that God has made, and that anything that God makes, Genesis 1, that he makes is good, and that is why, firstly forward, that you are precious cargo, your precious cargo, because God made you. He broke the mold. He did it himself. There is no duplicate of you. There ain't nobody on the planet that got your swing. There's nobody else on the planet that got your revelation. That's why you are precious cargo. Lift up your head. Don't keep your head down. Because God made you. God fashioned you. God woke you up. God made a way for you. Do I have a witness here? That because God made me, I'm going to be all right. Because God made me, I can do this thing. Because God made me. And as simple as that theological statement is, we have to be reminded that God made me, that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. That's why you can't touch me, because God made me. That's why cancer can't keep me down, because God made me. That's why backbiting can't get me, because God made me. Anybody know something about that? That God made me. These folk had to be reminded. And when you wake up in the morning for it, before you do anything, say, Lord, you made me. And because you made me, you're going to keep me. Because you made me, you're going to make a crooked way straight. Because you made me. This church had to be reminded. The leadership, remember that when we encounter the New Testament, that these are folk that are doing this cold turkey. They don't have a new members class. There is no doctrine book. There is no blueprint. that they are the foundation from which our tradition and our reformation comes. And so God bless these sainted mothers and fathers in the faith. For it is through their prevailing, it is through their keeping their hand to the path that we are able to celebrate and have and understand the tradition of following the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we think it's hard, but imagine being in a world that wants you dead for professing the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you think we got it hard by giving our 10% when really there was a government that took it from them, whether they wanted to give it or whether they did not? That think about it, we think that it is so rough to give God a Sabbath day, considering that you would be killed on the Sabbath if you did not do what as the government said to do. And so these folk needed encouragement to know that God was with them as they were towards ahead. Firstly, your precious cargo, because God made you. Paul presents them, our lives, who we are, as being clay jars, as being earthen vessels. And anything and why you have a pot is because a pot has something that is what? Put inside of it. That it is put inside of it in order to shelter it. In order that it is able to withstand the test of time. That we know that pots would move from one position to another. But it would not deter from what is on the inside of it. To make it plain, when you go buy your Coca-Cola at ShopRite, yes, you bought it when it came on the truck, was placed on the shelf. But then you took it to your house and poured it into a cup. But it did not deter it that it was still not what? Pepsi inside the bottle. That is what it means when he says that there is something that is extraordinary clear, that the power belongs to God and not to you, that is inside of that pot. That is why you are precious, because what God has poured inside of you, that it is so precious that no matter where time has taken you, that it has been able to prevail. That we in this season, that we cannot be wishy-washy, that we must be consistent in our witness, that you can't be one way at 61st and Old Sage, but then when you go downtown, we don't know who you are, that we can't see you to be holy, holy, but on Thursday, you trifling. We can't see you to be, oh yes, Lord, but on Tuesday, you give God the back of your back. This is why we have to come to terms that what God has put inside of us is looking for us to be consistent no matter where you go. Let the church, these pots, they travel. Life's journey has taken you forward places. And there are still some places that you got to go. But the kingdom needs you to be consistent in what God has poured inside of you. Anybody ever been on a bus and there's been plenty of seats for somebody to sit down? But they come and sit next to you, Bishop. I mean, I don't know why they do that. I mean, there's plenty of seats. But why do they have to come and sit next to me? In fact, I want to turn to them and say, you didn't see all them seats. Why are you sitting next to me? And I think they do that, Bishop, because I look so good. Because there's something that's on me that they are hoping will rub off on me. That's why, Ford, we need your pot to travel, because the anointing is inside of you and people need it to rub off on them. Say yes. We need your pot to travel, because what God's poured inside of you, anybody ever been somewhere and the temperature changed in the room because you entered it? Anybody ever been in a conversation, but then somebody comes in and it changes the whole environment because the anointing, the gifting, the talent that God has placed inside of you? That's why you're precious cargo, because I just don't make an entry, but I have a presence that I'm just not here. here, but you know I'm going here. Let me make a moment right here and say it don't pay to come to church, come through all the mess we've been through, and you sitting here without putting up a hand, without saying a word, without tapping a foot. Look at what the Lord has done. It is wondrous in our eyes. Put those hands together and thank God. Precious cargo. Precious cargo because God made you. Precious cargo because of what God has placed inside of you. Your precious also, and I'm out of here now, because you have the power. God has given you the power to prevail. See, what I like about what Paul has done in this text is that Paul presents, and he's real real, about what it means to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. One thing that we have, I guess, thought it'd be easy to bring people in by telling them that everything is going to be peaches and cream when you come on the Lord's side. But anybody of us who've been around a long time know that the more that I have made myself available to the Lord, the more the enemy comes after my back, the more that I have tried to work, the more that I tried to stay a straight line, the more that the devil, the more letters are written on me. I'll tell you about it later. And oh yes, let me get right here where it tells know that sometimes I say, Lord, I know I'm doing right because I know that I'm stirring up good trouble. I know that I must be doing what you want me to do, because you waking up some folk and having them question what they thought they doing. And so, yes, that here Paul lets them know that this thing ain't going to be easy. There's going to be some good days and some bad days. There's going to be some snow and some hail. There's going to be some rainy days. There's going to be some rainbows. There's going to be some backbites. There's going to be some bug bites. There's going to be even some bees. But you know what? That God is giving me the power to prevail. That I can make it, y'all. Because what God put inside of me gives it so that even if I'm crushed, I'm not perplexed. Even though if I'm driven, even though if I'm crying, I know that weeping may endure for the night, but joy will come in the morning. That I might feel that I'm persecuted, got all kind of nails on the side, people throwing darts in my head, but it's all right, because as long as I got a seat in the kingdom, it's all right. Let me get it all out now, that even though if I'm shut down, people calling me out of my name, people making up stuff, people getting in the way, it's all right, because I know that Christ was shut down, but on the third day, he sat up with all power in his hands. It's all right, because God's given me the power to prevail. He's given me that I can raise up no matter what comes my way. That God's given me the courage to speak truth to power. God's given me that he has, that he's been faithful to me. God's given me the power to prevail. Say yes. Giving me the power to prevail. That's why we ought to be careful how we treat folk. Because you don't know what I've been through. You don't know my story. You don't know what it took for me to get to this place. But thanks be unto God who gives me the grace and gives me the love, gives me the strength to make it from day to day. That's why I'm precious. That's why you're precious, Ford. That's why you're precious, Jemaine. That's why your three boys are precious. That's why, Bishop, why you're precious. That's why every member of this church. That's why this ministry is precious. Because look at what God can do. Say yes. Power. Power to prevail. But Reverend, I got cracks and bruises. Reverend, I got a cane. Reverend, my memory ain't doing what it used to do. Reverend, my money is funny. But that's all right. Because God can use broken pieces. God can use the little bit that I got. God can use anything for his glory. And that's why I live by the statement, Lord, I want you to use me any way and any time. Lord, I want you to do what you want out of my life. Lord, I'm available to you. I might have been through some stuff, might have been someplace I should have been to, but Lord, here I am. Lord, wash me up. Make me whiter than snow. Purge me in piss up. Let the church. Precious cargo. And I'm asking you, family, to treat each other like we're precious cargo. If folk find more camaraderie sitting at a bar stool, there's a problem. If the street is more upfront than people who call themselves brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ, there's a problem. If people can't be who they are, there's a problem. The way in which I treat you, how I treat you, shows where I am in my relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because whatever you do to what? The least of my people, you do it unto me. I don't have to tell y'all this, but y'all know how to treat your pastoral leadership. Because you are blessed in the way in which you treat and revere and love your pastoral leadership. The way in which we talk about our pastoral leadership. The way in which we celebrate our pastoral leadership. The way in which we pray for the pastoral leadership. The more that we are sensitive about the pastoral leadership. The more that we might just say, I want to call and bother him, but you know what? Let me give him a break because he needs to be with his family. Is a way in which I'm honoring pastoral leadership. I can say this to y'all. That God blesses according to the way in which we honor our leaders. Precious cargo. You're precious for it because God made you. Reverend, that's a basic theological statement. Yeah, but many of us don't walk in that. Because if we did, we wouldn't be doing all these beauty modifications. Let the church say amen. I mean, I put mine in, but you know what I mean. 2nd, that God has poured something inside of you, and that pot's got to travel. It's got to go through some stuff. But Reverend, it was a bad mistake, but it's all right, but it made you you. Every experience you had, good, bad, or indifferent, it's made you you. You don't look as good as you do if you had not gone through that. You wouldn't know what to find in the spouse had you not been what? Messed up with the wrong one. Yeah. He come with me. I'm bringing him with me. He coming with me. Mr. Ford, you go everywhere I go, I'm bringing you with me. And 3rd, a pot prevails. Even though it may be messed up, discolored, it still works as a pot. Might have put on some weight. Might be little screws not, you know, exactly working the way they should, but it's still ticking. You still know what day it is, still know who the president is and what the address is. That's all right. Precious cargo. Precious cargo. Precious cargo. Precious cargo. The invitation to Christian discipleship, invitation to follow Jesus. Maybe there's somebody here, or I also want to greet those who joined us on the virtual space in this moment or some future moment. Do you know Jesus? the greatest gift that you can give to yourself, and certainly to the body of Christ, is responding to Jesus. And then asking, Lord, what is the purpose you have for my life? That's the greatest gift that a pastor could ever have, that the folk know why you're on the planet. We can't give you the answer. We don't have a box, you know what I mean? We say, here it is. We provide, help to provide, be a conduit to connect you in order that, you know, you can lead the horse to the water, but you can't make him drink. Ford and his family, they're not silver bullets. It takes all of us working as a community of faith to respond and to do and to be that community that the world needs, that this community needs, that each other needs. So respond to this word today. If you're present or certainly on the dial, on the line, respond to the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 10:9-10, if you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, accept him as Lord of your life, we bid you to come. Secondly, maybe you want to be a part of this body of believers here at Taylor Tabernacle. We bid you to come. We need you to come. You're part of this puzzle. We bid you to come. Or if you'll give us something, if there is one. Everybody who calls and says, Lord, Lord, will not enter the kingdom. But it'll go to the one, it'll be the one who does the will of my Father. Maybe you want to set, maybe, you know, just to recommit your fellowship. Speak over yourself. I am fearfully and wonderfully God. God has made me. God has fashioned me. God is the glue that holds me together. It ain't Gorilla Glue. It ain't your DNA. It ain't your hookup downtown. But it's because of the grace of God that holds me together. If there is one. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you for being an almighty God. Oh, God, we thank you for being our creator. Oh, we thank you that you've got the whole world in your hands. Oh, God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Oh, God, we speak over your people in the name of Jesus. And ask, Lord God, that we would walk boldly in our witness. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and allow the King of Glory to come in. Oh, God, we hold up before you, Lord God, this pastor and first lady and their children, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for the call. We thank you for the kingdom mandate that you have placed on their lives. It's one thing, Lord God, to hear, but it's another thing to accept. And so, God, we thank you for them making themselves available, Lord God. We're asking, Lord God, that whatever their hands stand in need of, whatever their hearts desire, that, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would dispatch it upon their lives. We pray, Lord God, for good health, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that crooked ways would be made straight. We pray and ask that, Lord God, that you'll raise up, continue to raise up people, Lord God, to surround them, Lord God. We're asking for your divine favor wherever their feet may tread in the name of Jesus. We're asking, Lord God, that you strengthen, Lord God, relationships in their lives. Oh, God, we're asking, we're praying for their children, their boys in the name of Jesus. We're asking, Lord God, that even the sacrifice that they have made as children, and oh, Lord God, that, oh God, that you would have mercy upon them. We ask also and pray, God, for Taylor Tabernacle in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for being so faithful through all the generations. We thank you that they have never been begging for bread. We thank you, Lord God, for making them and giving them and God, and opening up doors for them. We thank you for the blessing that they are in this community and in the lives of their people, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for increase in this house, for the souls and families that shall come. We thank you for the bounty of even the garden outside in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunities of witness, Lord God, and the opportunities, Lord God, to speak truth to power. And so, Lord God, pour your spirit anew, Lord God, upon your people. Oh, God, we love you today. Oh, God, we give your name praise. Oh, God, we honor you, Lord God. And we thank you for what we see. We thank you for what is to come. We thank you that the latter days shall be better and greater than the former days. We thank you for the new things that are springing forth. This we pray and ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Let's put those hands together and say in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Can we just take 1 second? I know we're going short on time, but thank the Lord. He anointed this willing vessel right here to bless us this morning. For those of you that always wonder, what does it mean to watch iron sharpen iron? You just watch one pastor sharpen another pastor. For our benefit. Thank you, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Now, I know our time is short. We're going to move on to our offering and our announcements. But what do we say? It's offering time. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for he's provided for us. Amen. So there are three ways that you can give. Amen. The first, you can give by text message. You can text the code Taylor61 to the phone number 73256, and you'll receive a link and instructions. To give through our website, please go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. But you can give by U.S. mail. Send a check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. And for those of you who are here in church today, you will see the baskets over there on the side of the windowsill. So at the end of service, we ask you to exit through the side door. But before you do, we have a basket there for the speaker's offering, and we have a basket there for our tithes and offerings. Amen? Amen. 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 I'm going to cover our announcements quickly. First, and I'm glad to see a number of young folks here today, we are having the gardening class today right after service. Amen? Amen. It's right after we wrap up. Oh, and I'll be remiss if I don't, I'll put it in announcements. I forgot to mention this. If you have a prayer request, if you heard the preach word today and you want to join our church, you can go to www.taylortabernacle.com, follow the menus there, put on contact us, reach out to us, we will reach out to you. Also, you can call the church at 215-748-4578. Leave us a message. The church leadership will reach out to you. Amen. We want to help you on your journey. Amen. Amen. So we have the gardening going on outside. Last announcement I want to make, and I'm going to read this. This month, we know, we are celebrating our pastor's 12th anniversary. If you would like to give a special love offering to our pastor this month, you may do so online by selecting, quote, Pastor's Offering, that tab, from the drop-down menu on the website. Or if you would like to send him a check or money order, you can send it to the address I just mentioned a moment ago, which is Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA, 19139. Amen. And the pastor would like to thank you for supporting him all these years. Amen? Amen. Now, if you would like to send a message of encouragement to him, to our pastor, this month or any time, you can do so on our website, www.taylortabernacle.com, and use the Contact Us page to send your message to him. Or feel free to drop your card or letter in the mail to the church address. And we know sometimes you can call him, but as we just heard, we also got to give him his time with himself and his family, right? Like, you should know. Never call him in the morning, because in the morning he gets up, he studies his word, he prays so that he's prepared to give a word to us. Amen? Amen. And we should encourage him, because he does that faithfully. Amen? Every day, gets up, studies the word, prays, right? Because he's willing. We should thank him for his willingness to us. Amen? To serve us, right? Because the Lord has directed him to serve us. Amen? Amen. Thank you, everybody. I'm going to bring back up our pastor to have our benediction. God bless you all. Amen.
To everyone here, good morning to everyone, and how great and how wonderful it is to see your faces here today. What a real privilege it is. When I picked up my dad this morning, he said, you know what? I said, what's that, Pop? He said, this is the day that the Lord has made. And certainly it is. Would you do me a favor? Can we bless our pastor? Did she do it? Did she do it? I tried to warn you all month. I kept warning you. I said, she's going to do it. If it's not nailed down, she will break it. Oh, my goodness. Pastor Carolyn Cavanaugh. And look, let me answer the question before you ask it. No, she is not coming back next Sunday. So don't text, don't write, don't put it in the chat. Can she come back? No, she's not coming back. Y'all just going to have to go and watch that video over and over again. But we thank God for Pastor Carolyn Cavanaugh. Lord Jesus. One of the things. You got it. There it is. One of the things we were doing. And the reasons Sister Shanita read her entire bio against opposition from the pastor, we were buying time for her. Because in order to be here today, she's doing it now. She had to put her worship service online while here. So that's what she was doing. She needed a little bit more time. I said, we'll get it. We'll make the time. But she was multitasking, getting her worship service up and running. She had pre-recorded her sermon. She just had to get it uploaded, let the people in. You know how that is on Wednesday night. You got to let them in the waiting room. And she was doing all of that and then had to come out here and preach. So like I said, thank God for Pastor Carolyn Cavanaugh. Lord, have mercy. We appreciate what she has given to us. And even as she has reminded us that we are precious cargo, we are now well informed that she also is precious cargo. And so we thank you in advance for your liberality in sowing into her life. not only by your love offerings, but by your presence being here, responding to her. She will make herself available for the benediction and then afterwards for those who would like to say hello. I also want to take advantage of this opportunity to say thank you. Thank you for all of the warm regards. Thank you for the love offerings. Thank you for the text messages. Thank you for the cards. Thank you for the attaboys. Someone just sent me just something, say, hey, Pastor, attaboy. All right, I'll take it. I'll take it. On most days, that's more than I get, so I'll take it. But what a real privilege to be your pastor. And I say that in all sincerity. I say it because I know pastors who, being a pastor in that particular church, is an uphill battle. I don't say that. I don't say it lightly. So it's a privilege to have a church where there is real love and fellowship. And so I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you. Thank you so much for that. Also, I want to also put you on notice on next Sunday. There will be a big announcement, okay? On next Sunday, there will be a big announcement. So make sure you're tuning in for that. It does involve Bethel AME, Church of Ardmore, and Pastor Cavanaugh, as well as Taylor Tabernacle and Turning the Tide. And you're going to want to hear the big announcement. Amen. So next Sunday, invite you to tune in. First Lady is coming. She's going to give that announcement. So you want to be here about it. There are some wonderful things happening between our two congregations, and you're going to want to hear what's going on. Plus, we need you to be a part of all that we are doing, both in Philadelphia County and in Montgomery County. Amen. And so with that, I am going to have the pastor come back up. She's going to give us our benediction. After that, I'm going to have my family come up. We're going to take some pictures and some photos. Pastor Cavanaugh will be here too for that as well. And so then after that, we will be adjourned. Shortly after that, the garden classes will begin outside in the garden, and then we'll be off for another wonderful day. Right? Shall we all stand and receive our pastor?
Amen. Amen. Again, we thank God for you. I failed to share. Pastor Ford and First Lady Jemay, we came to know each other through a Jewish connection. And literally, I think we met in June of this year, right? So that's 3 months ago. But we've just connected ever since. And so I thank God for who they are in the kingdom. I thank them for the work that they are doing. I thank God for you for being supportive of your first family. I'm a fourth generation AME. I lived and breathed this. This is all I know is church. And he was so correct that many congregations don't love on their pastors. A lot of them don't take the time to say thank you or are sensitive. And so I thank you, although a young woman, for the way in which you have blessed them and also their children. Again, we thank you, Bishop Ford, for who you are. And this one, we'll be together. We'll continue to fellowship and work together. And again, I say thank you. Let us receive the benediction. Amen. Oh, God, we thank you again for this opportunity of worship. Amen. We thank you that we are, Lord God, that you have fashioned us, you have made us. And so now, God, now may the grace of God, the sweet communion and fellowship of the Holy Spirit, may it rest with you. May it walk with you. May it comfort you. May it lift up your head. May it give you strength for whatever it is that comes before us. May it give us wisdom, discernment, and understanding. Both now, henceforth, and forevermore. And the family of God said together, amen. 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 Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my hope. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord.